And back here at the Mammoth Spring High School Gym as we get ready for tonight's game, the second of our basketball doubleheader. Coach, coming up immediately following this game, we'll move over to the boys' bracket where the Mammoth Spring Bears will be in action tonight. The Bears will take on the Mountain View Birch Street Liberty Eagles. Mike Robertson will be here for the call of that game. Well, Fair Lady Bobcats are going to start it tonight, same way they started on Tuesday night. It'll be Maddie Curley playing outside along with Avery Pierce at the point. Katie Wade on the wing, Journey Rowland, and Shelby Corsi playing in the middle. Of course, Shelby had a good night for the Fair Lady Bobcats in the win here on Tuesday evening in the season opener. They take on a team they don't know a whole lot about, the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. They're about a 500 ball club coming into tonight. They're coached by Samantha Bergeron. And word I got, they'll play a lot of girls in and out, in and out throughout the night tonight. They'll be wearing the red uniforms trimmed in the white. Thayer wearing the home whites trimmed in the green. Yes, Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball. We're just about 3 minutes away from the tip-off. Let's step away. We'll be back in 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
Whether it's the heat of the preseason or the heart of the postseason, teams always get a little boost from playing at home. Speaking of a boost at home, State Farm can boost your savings when you combine your homeowner's insurance with your auto insurance. So score one for the home team. Talk to me, State Farm agent Scott Cecil, about big league savings with combining home and car coverage. Visit me at 151 East Walnut and Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly into the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Now back here at the Mammoth Spring High School Gym, it's the Battle of the Border Tournament semifinals tonight for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And a big crowd on hand to watch this one here tonight. Thayer takes on the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. I want to say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the ball game tonight. They include the Clary Funeral Home, the Thayer Mammoth Spring in Alton, Thayer Plant Food, and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank, along with Barton Electric, Penny Lane Accounting, and the Langley Animal Clinic. We're getting the starters here for the Screaming Eagles. And number 20, number 23, and got to be one more out there somewhere. Looks like 44, who is 14, I'm sorry. All right, for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, same lineup we saw here on Tuesday night. Maddie Curley, Avery Pierce, Katie Wade, Journey Rowland, and Shelby Corsi. And again, we're just about ready to get this one started. Only the second game of the year for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And they were 1-0 in their win here on, or 1-0 after the win here on Tuesday night. We have one bit of an issue for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Shelby Corsi at the doctor yesterday and has a bit of strep. Asked Coach Cecil Meyer if she would play tonight. He said, absolutely, but only as much as need be. And that just depends on whichever way the game goes, win or lose. She will play as much as need be. And, of course, if the Lady Bobcats get way up, she'll probably come out of there. And if they get way behind, she'll probably come out of there. 6'2", the big junior. She'll stand in the middle, jumping up against number 14, Gabby Jones, for the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. They also start Michaela Smith, along with Molly Emerson, Marissa Murphy and the Fair Lady Bobcats control the tip. We're underway. Maddie Curley's got it out to Katie Wade. Wings it around to Avery Pierce. Now left side wing for Roland. Roland down to Maddie Curley on the baseline. She tries a dribble drive, and the ball is taken away by the Screaming Eagles. And here's almost a steal by Avery in the backcourt for Thayer. Backcourt pressure for the Lady Bobcats here. And finally, Hillcrest gets it across the timeline just before the 10-second call. Well, Thayer being aggressive defensively here early. Hillcrest with it, number three out front. That is Michaela Smith. Worked it to the right side of the floor. Gives it in the corner for Baxter. Baxter out to Smith for three. A high arching shot, and it's good. Michaela Smith, number three, puts Hillcrest on top. 3-0. Thayer Lady Bobcats break the full court press of Hillcrest. Maddie Curley's got it out front. Gives around to Katie Wade. Wade working to the top of the key to Avery Pierce. Pierce fakes it left, and goes back over to Wade on the right side. Now back to Roland, who is going on top. Back to Curley. Curley gives it to Pierce. Pierce inside for Roland to Corsi, who misses a short jumper. Katie Wade with the offensive rebound puts it back up and in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And we get a whistle and a foul. Thayer again, no, the full court pressure. And a foul going to be called in the backcourt on Journey Roland, number 24 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. First foul of the night. Just a little over a minute into the game. Hillcrest with a 3-2 lead on a three-pointer by Michaela Smith. They've got it on the offensive end. Go down to Parker, number two, who just checked in. Back out to Michaela Smith. She'll swing it right side to Baxter in the corner. Baxter driving the baseline. Corsi cuts her off, blocks the shot, but we're going to get a foul on Shelby Corsi. Got her across the arm. And a foul on Corsi will be her first of the night. Corsi called for the foul. Going to the line to shoot two is number 14. That is Gabby Jones. And the first one is up and no good. 6:31 to go in the first quarter. Second free throw for Jones is good. Rattles it home. First point of the night for Gabby Jones. And again, backcourt pressure for Hillcrest. They are working against it. Maddie Curley with it in the backcourt. Pulls up her dribble. Now to Journey Roland to Curley. And she finally gets it across the timeline for there. No, she didn't. She stopped and came back the other way. And it's called for the 10-second call. And that'll get Coach Cecil Meyer up off the bench and get a sub in the game. Journey Roland will check out as Kaylee Garrison checks in for Thayer. Thayer down 4-2 early to the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. They've got it out front to Smith, just swinging around left side. At number 33, Baxter. Baxter back over to Smith. Smith back over to Baxter. Now to Jones on the left side wing. Nice job working around the perimeter of the Lady Bobcat zone. Here's Jones back out front to Michaela Smith. Lady Bobcats collapse on her. She hit a three from right there early. She'll give it up and give it right back to Michaela Smith. Smith passed down the wing, almost stolen by Curley. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. It will be Hillcrest basketball. 5:45 to go here in the first quarter. Thayer and Hillcrest at the Battle of the Border Tournament in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. Winner moves to the championship to take on the host, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, who won a thriller earlier this season. Hillcrest again working the ball around the perimeter. They got it to Baxter, backing their way down into the lane, gives it up to Smith. Back out to Gabby Jones. Back to Michaela Smith for a three. That one's an air ball, rebounded by Katie Wade for Thayer. Gives it up the court to Avery Pierce. Avery going hard toward the basket. Now gives the ball up out in the corner. And cross court it goes to Maddie Curley. Curley has it taken away. And here comes Hillcrest on the run. Hillcrest all the way to the bucket. Shot is up and in for number 20, Molly Emerson. Emerson with her first two, and now it's 6-2 Hillcrest. Thayer with it. Pierce off to Curley. Curley back to Pierce, and Lady Bobcats break the pressure this time to Kaylee Garrison. Garrison right side to Curley for three. It's off the rim. No good. The rebound controlled by Hillcrest. Here comes Molly Emerson. Got her head down, barreling straight ahead. Now pulls up at the top of the key. Gives over to Michaela Smith. Good player. Remember her from a year ago in this same tournament. Smith gives it on the left side wing. Baxter, back to Michaela Smith, moving into the lane. Now gives it off to number 14, Gabby Jones, who hits the short jumper. And it is 8-2 Hillcrest. Lady Bobcats having trouble finding a bucket. Here to give down to Corsi to Katie Wade for the layup. Lady Bobcats break the full court press and cut the lead in half. Hillcrest now in the backcourt. Michaela Smith traveled with the basketball. Yes, she did. Smith tried to stop against the Lady Bobcat double team, and she called for the travel. Well, Thayer's got it back with a chance to get back to within 2 points here with a bucket. If somebody hits one from downtown, can make it a one-point game. Avery Pierce out on the wing, gives it top of the key to Katie Wade. Wade down to Curley on the baseline, drives, little footaway jumper, partially blocked. And the loose ball picked up by Gabby Jones. She handles in the backcourt. Thayer full court pressure, even after the missed bucket. And there's a double dribble. Going to be called as Kylie Baxter was trying to dribble up through traffic. She double dribbles it. Thayer gets it back down 8-4 with 3:45 to go in the quarter. Curley in the backcourt, surveys the situation, gives it over to Kaylee Garrison. Garrison to Curley, and now to Corson. Corson moves down to the left wing on the dribble. Got rid of it to Garrison. Garrison looks in the middle, nobody open, gives it out to Corsi in the left corner. Got to watch it. She'll shoot it from out around that three-point line. They're working on the perimeter, go down to Garrison on the baseline. She couldn't hang on, and it goes out of bounds. Wade tried to get it to Garrison, cutting down the baseline. She couldn't hang on to the pass. The Lady Bobcats with another turnover. Here comes Hillcrest with it with a four-point lead. 3 minutes and change to go. Right down the middle of the floor goes Emerson and gives it in the corner. Now back out on top to Michaela Smith. Her pass is going to be intercepted by Avery Pierce. Here comes Avery on the break all the way. The basket lays it up. No good, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. For Avery Pierce with a good aggressive move to the bucket. Foul's going to be on number 20, Molly Emerson. First foul of the game called on Hillcrest. And Avery Pierce stepping to the line will shoot two for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. First one is up and good. So Pierce with the free throw. Katie Wade with a pair of buckets. Curley and Corsi, neither one has scored. And now Curley checks out of the game as Marissa Weber. We'll check in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Second free throw for Avery Pierce up off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound out long and run down in the corner by Hillcrest. And now we're going to get a whistle and a timeout call by the Screaming Eagles. 8-5. Thayer down by three with 2:56 to go in the first quarter. There's a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 on Ecom Sports.
Ozarks Medical Center is excited to welcome Dr. Melissa Wright to the team at the Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic. Dr. Wright joins nurse practitioners Leslie Batterton and Sheila Marler at the Thayer location at the corner of Nettleton and Highway 63. Arkansas patients can also make an appointment at their second location at 260 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Call 417-264-7136 for an appointment.
Well, it's 8-5 early. Thayer Lady Bobcats are down, and the Lady Bobcats having trouble finding any offense here tonight. Screaming Eagles scrambling all over the floor defensively. They forced Thayer into a couple of early turnovers. And the Lady Bobcats learning on the fly here in 2019. Hillcrest with it. Out on top is Baxter. She'll swing it to the right side to number 12, Cameron Wilmot, who just checked into the game. They give it back out to Smith. Smith, oh, she got a teammate wide open under the bucket, and Oric misses the wide open shot. Thayer with a rebound. Long pass up the floor for Avery Pierce to Corsi, trailing the play. Corsi misses the layup. And rebound controlled by the Screaming Eagles. There's a long pass up the floor for the Hillcrest ladies. Wilmoth runs it down. And now feed it out top for Baxter. She goes to the cutter in the lane, and that's going to be a foul. A reach over. Going to be called on Shelby Corsi of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. You can tell Shelby not feeling well. Call for a second foul already in the game. Inbound play for Hillcrest goes in the corner. Shot is up and no good by Baxter. Rebound volleyed around. We're going to get a hell ball. And Callie Johnson gets tied up. More substitution. Journey Rowley, Marissa Weber, and Hadley Atkinson checks in. Corsi is out for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Coach Meyer trying to find a combination here. Ball goes to the high post for Hillcrest. That is Emerson. Emerson gives it on top to Baxter. Baxter, a little crossover dribble to the right side of the free throw circle. Gives it up now to Wilmoth. Wilmoth passes over to Michaela Smith, and she lost the handle but gets it back. Here goes Emerson into the lane, kicks it back out. Got it over to Wilmoth. And Wilmoth shot it no good. Rebound Thayer. Callie Johnson bringing the ball into the front court, feeds it down to Katie Wade, and she traveled. Yeah, Katie has a habit of catching that ball and then taking a little hop step when she goes to take off. And she got called for it a couple of times here Tuesday night, got called for it again here. Maddie Curley will check back in the ballgame now for Thayer. Full court pressure for the Lady Bobcats again, and Hillcrest will break it. Number 21, Oric, got it across the timeline. Feeds it down the court. Shot is up off the baseline. No good. And we got a rebounding foul. Going to be called on the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles, Cameron Wilmot. Call for the foul will be her first of the night. Second team foul on Hillcrest. They're inbounds again against pressure. Got it to Roland. Roland over to Callie Johnson. Johnson, cross-court pass goes to Curley. Now down to Atkinson in the corner. Atkinson outside to Roland. Thayer gets into the half-court set. Journey going down the middle of the lane all the way. The bucket misses the shot. Weber had the rebound, had it poked away and taken by Hillcrest. Here come the Screaming Eagles. Oric passes up the court to Emerson. Her shot is an air ball, no good. Johnson with the rebound. Come the Lady Bobcats on the break. Curley weaves her way inside the free throw lane, puts up a jumper. It's good. First 2 points tonight for Maddie Curley, and Thayer's back to within one at 8-7. Hillcrest will push it. Got it up to Wilmot. Wilmot going down the left side of the lane, going to get fouled. And no foul. Oh, they did call it a foul. I was on Callie Johnson, number 10, for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Non-shooting foul. Hillcrest inbounds, got it to Wilmot. Wilmot is to Parker, who's checked in. Here's a long shot off the wing, no good. Rebound to Wilmot, wanted to go back up with it, couldn't find an opening, and gives it out front and back around to Baxter. Baxter over to Wilmot, three-point shot. That one is partially blocked and saved from out of bounds by Hillcrest, and now they say, no, she stepped on the line. Hillcrest making another substitution. That's what we were told. They'd play about 10. I think they played 10 already in the ballgame tonight. Number 21 is checked in, Abby Oric. And number 23, that is Marissa Murphy, back in there. Here comes Thayer breaking the full-court press again with Johnson. Johnson over to Curley. Curley backs it out at the wing. Wings it right side with 10 seconds. Inside to Roland. Roland out to Atkinson. Now to Curley in the corner. 5 seconds. Lob pass inside. Shot is up. No good by Roland. And the rebound is knocked out of bounds by Hillcrest. 0.6 seconds left in the first quarter. Thayer down by one. Lady Bobcats were down by 6. Here's a catch. Shot up by Curley. No good. It would have counted if it went. Official says no. That's the end of one quarter of play. Our score, 8-7. Thayer Lady Bobcats trail the Hillcrest Lady Screaming Eagle. We'll be back to the Battle of the Border at Mammoth Spring High School in just 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
Being the family superhero is a tireless job, constantly defending against monsters in the closet and grass so tall it swallows small children. But who's there for them if you're not? Your local Shelter insurance agent. With an insurance superhero sidekick, you can find a life insurance plan that helps provide a safety net for your family. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
It'll be Hillcrest basketball inbound to start the game here, or start the second quarter. And they inbound to number 13. On Thayer with a steal. Lady Bobcats have got it back. Curley for the free throw line. Misses the jumper. And rebound to Hadley Atkinson. She'll take it out to the left corner to Curley. Top of the key for three, and it's good. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats have got their first lead of the game. A three-pointer brought to you by Maddie Curley for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. We're going to get a whistle and a foul going the other way on number 10. Hillcrest coming down against the pressure. And Johnson laid the body into the young lady bringing it up the floor. Johnson called for a second foul. She gets out of there. Katie Wade is back in. Lady Bobcats playing that zone defense, that 1-3-1. Lady Screaming Eagle working around the perimeter. Got it to Wilmot. number 12. Wilmoth feeds over to Michaela Smith. Smith gives it up to Murphy on the left right side. Murphy looking inside, bounces it in there, and the ball is kicked and now picked up by Katie Wade. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a 10-8 lead, and the ball. Curley had the hot hand. She scored their last five. Flings it around the horn. Dackinson on the right side wing. Dackinson gives down the corner to Curley. Maddie thought about taking the three. Now swings the pass out on top to Katie Wade. She's open for the long one. It's good. Katie Wade from downtown. Katie's got seven, and Thayer leads it now by five. 13-8. Hillcrest with the ball. We're going to get another foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats, and that's going to be number two on Journey Rowland. So two fouls on Rowland, two on Corsi, and two on Kelly Johnson. 16 fouls on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Journey Rowland checks out of the game now, and Kaylee Garrison will check in. They've done all this without Shelby Corsi, who's on the bench and not feeling well tonight. A little bit of strip. Non-shooting foul, Hillcrest with it. They work it to the right side of the floor, now to the high post, back outside to Jones. Gabby Jones working it down the baseline, forces up a shot, no good. Rebound, Hillcrest. Smith from the free throw line, her shot, no good. And Thayer with the rebound. Katie Wade pushes it, pulls up, trying to give it to Garrison, cutting down the lane. She couldn't hang on, and Hillcrest picks up the loose ball. 2 minutes gone by in the second quarter. Been all Lady Bobcats. They've outscored Hillcrest 6-0. Hillcrest with a basketball here. On the right side is Murphy. Murphy gives to Smith. And now to Wilmoth. Back out to Smith for three more. No. Rebound. Hillcrest back up with in for Marissa Murphy. That gets Hillcrest back to within three. Thayer with it. Breaks the pressure. Got the ball down the court. Out of Katie Wade. Over to Curley for three more. Yes, ma'am. Manny Curley heating it up. She's got eight. And two three-pointers in the quarter. Now Thayer almost with a steal in the backcourt. Hillcrest going to have to hurry now to get it across in 10. And, boy, they just barely did. And then they threw it away on the other end. Trying to go down the floor to Gabby Jones. She couldn't catch up to it. Substitution for Hillcrest. They'll get number 20 back in the ballgame, Molly Emerson, and number 33, Kylie Baxter. So Hillcrest back to the starters out there with the exception of number 21, Oric. And now Avery Pierce moving up in the Lady Bobcat offensive set here. Lady Bobcats working it up the floor against the full court pressure. Curley over to Katie Wade, right back to Curley. She steps it into the front court. Curley swings it down to Garrison in the right corner. They're getting in the offensive set. They go to Curley, free throw line jumpers. Good! Two more from Annie Curley. She's got 10 points in the first half, and Thayer leads it by eight. Oh, and we're going to get a foul in the backcourt against the Thayer Lady Bobcats. It's going to be a slap against Avery Pierce. They were double-teaming number 13, or actually number 33, Kylie Baxter. And somebody got her on the arm. Baxter going to the free throw line, shoot the one and one. First one is good. Kylie Baxter breaks through her first bucket of the night. Number 33, first point of the game. Now the free throw is up. This one looks good, and it is. Well, Baxter hits them both. And now Hillcrest pulls off the full court pressure. Thayer brings the ball into the front court. Curley takes it to the right side of the floor. Feeds around to Avery Pierce on the left. Now to Katie Wade in the corner for three. That one's off the mark, and the rebound taken by Hillcrest. Here come the Screaming Eagles. Number 33 is Baxter. Long pass up the floor to Emerson. Emerson backs it out and they'll set the offense. Down by six, Hillcrest with the ball. 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. They'll swing it right side to Baxter. Baxter takes it down to the right corner on the dribble drive. Now trying to feed it out front. Ball deflected. Picked up by Hillcrest. Pass to the high post. Poked away again. And picked up by number 33, Baxter. Baxter giving it up, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That's something that'll come as the Lady Bobcats progress through the season. That's not reaching and grabbing. Play defense with your feet, ladies, not your hands. Fouls on number 21. That is Kaylee Garrison. And at the free throw line, number 14, Gabby Jones, hits the free throw. And we'll shoot another. That one is no good. Rebound, Marissa Weber for Thayer. Gets it out to Avery Pierce. He'll bring it to the midcourt. Now steps into the front court, and Thayer will get in the half-court set. They go to Maddie Curley. Curley out top to Katie Wade. Wade long pass down the corner to Avery Pierce. Pierce dribbles out to the wing. Gives it up top to Curley. Curley off to Garrison. Garrison out to Katie Wade. She'll swing it right side to Pierce in the right corner now to Curley. Curley back out to Pierce, and around the horn it goes to Garrison on the left side. Garrison pass in the middle is deflected, and here comes Baxter with the uncontested layup, and she missed it. Rebound controlled by Hillcrest. Number 20, Molly Emerson puts it up and in. And that makes it a three-point game. Four straight points here for Hillcrest. And they're right back in it. Substitution for Thayer. Number 23 will check in. That is Donahue, Maddie Donahue checking into the game. Katie Wade is out. Garrison also comes out as Journey Rowland checks back in. Thayer inbounds the ball to Curley. Moves around the defense. Pulls up with a short jumper. It's no good. And a rebound taken by Jones for Hillcrest. Hillcrest controlling the board. Here's Michaela Smithy. Got it across the timeline. Takes it to the left side of the floor. She dribbles out near midcourt with 3:12 to go in the first half. Thayer up by three. Hillcrest with the ball, being very patient on this possession. They give it back to Smith. Top of the key. Drops the pass out front. Oh, and it goes off the hands of Kylie Baxter and out of bounds. Well, Thayer gets a break there on an uncontested or an unforced turnover. And here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats with a three-point lead in the ball. Avery Pierce, left side wing. Gives it to Donahue. Donahue now to Curley. Curley, one dribble. Feeds it back out to Pierce on top. Back to Donahue on the left side. Her pass down into the corner is deflected and out of bounds by Molly Emerson. Number 20 for Hillcrest. Well, this girl is everywhere. Good player. She's a hustle player. Molly Emerson. They're going to inbound it here against the pressure. Got it to Curley. Curley inside the lane. Pulls up with a short jumper. Too strong off the back iron. And there's Jones to control the rebound. Long pass up the floor to number 20, Molly Emerson, who hits the layup this time. She's got 6 points, and it's back to a one-point game with 2:27 to go. Thayer dumping it down inside, trying to get it to Rowland, and the ball stolen by Hillcrest. Here comes Baxter, weaves her way down the floor, pulls up against the pressure. Good defensive play by Donahue, and Thayer controls the rebound. Curley, oh, threw it away. Right to Emerson. There's that girl again. She goes down the right side of the lane, puts up a shot blocked, and a foul going to be whistled on Maddie Curley for Thayer. That'll be foul number one on Maddie. Team foul number 9 on the Thayer Lady Bobcats, and this one will put number 20, Molly Emerson, at the free throw line to shoot two. 2:06 to play in the first half. Emerson has tied the game with her 7th first half point. Number 2, Hannah Parker, back in the ballgame for Hillcrest. Number 21, Abby Orrick, will sit down. Second free throw is up, and it's good. Emerson with 8 points in the half, and Hillcrest is back on top, 19-18. Thayer had a 6-point lead, 18-12, then 7 unanswered points for Hillcrest. Lady Bobcats with it out front. Avery Pierce bounces it to Rowland at the elbow. Turns, trying to feed it down through the lane. The pass is intercepted again. We're going to get a held ball, and the possession arrow belongs to the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. Minute 48 to go on the first half. Lady Bobcat basketball brought to you tonight in part by State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil and Thayer, the FMBC Community Bankers, and Allen Supported Living. Thayer pulls off the pressure. Coach Meyer got to watch fouls now. He got a bunch with two. Hillcrest with it, half court set. Out on top is Baxter. Baxter gives on the left side to Parker. Parker back out front to Smith. And now to Gabby Jones. They'll take it back over to the left side. There's Emerson again. She gets a quick pass in the lane for Jones. And trying to turn for the shot, she traveled with the basketball. We have not seen any more of Shelby Corsi. And again, Shelby, as we talked about in the pregame, been a little bit ill under the weather since Tuesday. And she is still on the bench for Thayer. And because of that, Hillcrest is really dominating the board. Thayer almost turns it over. Journey Rowland picks up the loose ball, gives to Curley. Curley trying a baseline drive, and she is fouled on the play. Foul will go against number 2. That is Parker. Will be her first to the line for Hillcrest. Thayer will inbound. Got it to Rowland. Rowland steps into the lane, fires up a shot, no good. Rebound gets on the floor, and we get another held ball. And it will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. With a minute 2 to go, Thayer down by 1. They trail by 1 at the end of the quarter. get inside to, or get inbounds to Roland. Roland bounces it over to Curley. Now to Avery Pierce. She'll bounce it to Donahue. Donahue going to the rack. Her shot is blocked. And the rebound controlled by Hillcrest. Here come the Screaming Eagles. Michaela Smith dumps it down to Emerson. Emerson will back it back out. Hillcrest looks like they want to hold for the final shot of the half. With a one-point lead and the basketball. They'll give it to Smith. She takes it out near midcourt. And will hold it there. They're going to lay back a little bit defensively. Right side it goes to Emerson. 29 seconds to go. Now they bounce it down low. Ooh, almost a steal by Thayer. And now they do steal it away. Roland with the play for Thayer. Here come the Lady Bobcats. Roland pushes it up to Avery Pierce. Over to Curley. Fakes the three and travel with the basketball. Yep. Shuffled her feet. And a travel called on Maddie Curley. And that'll give the ball back to Hillcrest with 16 seconds remaining in the first half. Stay tuned. Your Community First Banking Company halftime report coming up. Hillcrest will take it to the left corner. Give it outside. Almost threw it away. But, and here's Smith with a shot for three, and it's good. Michaela Smith with her second three-pointer of the first half. And that will give Hillcrest a four-point lead, 22-18, as we head to the intermission. 22-18, Hillcrest with the lead over the Thayer Lady Bobcats here at the half. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with your Community First Banking Company halftime report on Ecom Sports.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Scott Cecil focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer or Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. Myself, along with Dr. Rawls and McConnell, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedics. See us at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
And we're back at the Mammoth Frank High School watching the kids taking the half-court challenge here. We're at the third annual Battle of the Border Tournament, the girls semifinals, where the Thayer Lady Bobcats trail the Screaming Eagles of Hillcrest High School 22-18 at the half. Thayer was down by 1-8-7 at the end of a quarter and then made a huge comeback. Maddie Curley got hot for the Lady Bobcats and scored 10 points in the second quarter. The only issue was nobody else scored, with the exception of Avery Pierce, who had a free throw. Thayer was outscored 14-11 in that second quarter after actually having a six-point lead about midway through the quarter. So credit to Hillcrest for making a comeback in that second quarter. So still a four-point lead for the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles over the Thayer Lady Bobcats. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. Other game, there's one more game here tonight. It'll be the boys' semifinal as the Mammoth Spring Bears take on the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles for the right to move into the championship game. And the championship game would be on Saturday night, and that will be at 7:30. Hillcrest has already made their way into the title game, and they will take on either Mammoth Spring or Liberty, whoever wins our final game here tonight. Girls' championship, half of the bracket is already set. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears They will take on the winner of this game at 6 o'clock Saturday evening, and we'll have that game for you on K-Country 95. All right, about 6.5 minutes left here in the intermission. Again, it's halftime. Thayer trailing by 4, 22-18. We'll be back to the Battle of the Border Tournament of Mammoth Spring in just 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
The community bankers of FNBC and you.
My name is Boyd Jackson. I am 96 years old. Right across the street from where I live is the bank. I've been doing business with them for 72 years. In 1941, I borrowed $150 and bought a team of mules to farm with. Had account with them ever since then.
FNBC and you, better together. Member FDIC.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentists, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Being the family superhero is a tireless job, constantly defending against monsters in the closet and grass so tall it swallows small children. But who's there for them if you're not? Your local Shelter insurance agent. With an insurance superhero sidekick, you can find a life insurance plan that helps provide a safety net for your family. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services. And I am OMC.
And we're back here on the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. Let's take a look at our scoring in the first half for the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. They're led by Molly Emerson. That young lady was all over everywhere. She scored 8 points in the half. Michaela Smith hit a pair of three-pointers. She got six. 4 points for Gabby Jones, two for Marissa Murphy, and two for Kylie Baxter. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, they're led by Maddie Curley. 10 points, all of them in the second quarter. She had 2 3-pointers. Katie Wade's got a 3-pointer to go with 2 field goals. She's got 7 points in the game. And Avery Pierce, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And yes, that's it, scoring. Roland did not score. Shelby Corsi has not scored in the ballgame tonight after scoring 18, I believe it was, here on Tuesday night. But Thayer Lady Bobcats trail by 4. As we head to the second half here in the semifinals. Actually, of course, he had 18 here on Tuesday night. All right, she needs to get her game going. Again, Shelby dealing with a little bit of strep. Only practiced about half a practice yesterday and picked up those 2 fouls early. Did not play for the rest of the half. She is going to have to become a factor somehow, some way in the second half of this game. We're about 3 minutes away from the start of the second half. Let's step away. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. Again, the Thayer Lady Bobcats trail Hillcrest by 4 at intermission. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on. State Farm Agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm Agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
Knox Orthopedics should be your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for 3 reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, these highly experienced and trained orthopedists deal with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, they will deliver you from hurting to wellness. Let them help you return to productive, pain-free work, play, and enjoyment of life. Appointments available in Mountain Home, Harrison, and West Plains.
We can fix that. Check us out, Knox Orthopedics.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
And we're just about set for our second half. Again, Thayer Lady Bobcats trailing by four as we get set for the third quarter. It looks like Lady Bobcats will go back to the starters for the second half. Be Maddie Curley, Avery Pierce, Katie Wade, Journey Rowland, and Shelby Corsi. And remember, Rowland and Corsi each have two fouls. And Kaylee Johnson with two off the bench for Coach Cecil Meyer and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And it looks like the starters for Coach Samantha Bergeron and the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. That'll be Michaela Smith, Gabby Jones, Molly Emerson, Marissa Murphy, and Kylie Baxter. It'll be Screaming Eagle basketball to start the second half. They inbound to Smith. She'll bring it into the front court. Swings it on the right side for Baxter. Baxter spins, moves, oh, dangerous pass cross court, but is taken by Emerson. Emerson back to Smith. Now back to Emerson on the left side, down on the wing. Lady Bobcats kind of pulling that zone out on the floor. And again, Hillcrest working the ball around the floor. They'll swing it to the right side wing. Got it over there to Baxter. Baxter back out to Smith. Hillcrest taking their time here. Working around this Lady Bobcat zone. Out on top. This is Baxter moving it down toward the lane. Kicks it back outside. Smith has got it from where she hit those two threes. They're jumping out on her right there. She likes to shoot it from that wing. Got it out front, moves to the free throw circle. Now gives it back out top to Baxter. Baxter back to Smith, trying to penetrate down the middle of the lane all the way. The basket or shot is blocked by Corsi, and it goes out of bounds. Good defensive play by Shelby Corsi. Stood her ground and straight up and let the shooter shoot the ball right into your arm. That's what she did. They inbound it to the corner. Shot is up and good. Number 33, Kylie Baxter off the inbound, hit the three-pointer. And just like that, it's a seven-point lead for the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. They took over a minute off the clock on that opening possession. Thayer with the ball, Corsi feeds it over to Curley on the right side wing. Down in the corner to Katie Wade. Back out on top now to Avery Pierce. They're working around the perimeter. Screaming Eagles playing a zone here. Ball goes to the high post to Corsi. Going down the middle of the lane, she's going to get tied up. And they're going to call a hell ball. It'll belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. They'll inbound it on the baseline just to the right of the basket. 6:36 to go. Thayer needing a bucket here. Looking inside, nobody open. Pierce will swing it in to Curley. Curley takes it out to the top of the key, feeds it to Pierce. Pierce bounces it down to Corsi. Corsi gets bumped going to the bucket, almost fell down, and the loose ball is going to be picked up by Hillcrest. Smith going down the floor the other way. She's going to get fouled as she goes to the lane and put up the shot. It'll be on Maddie Curley of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That's number two on Maddie. At the line, number three, Michaela Smith. See how she shoots from the free throw line. We haven't seen her shoot the ball inside of 19 feet, and the free throw hits the back of the rim, bounces straight up, and falls through. Michaela Smith, fourth point of the quarter for Hillcrest, and the 7-point lead becomes an 8-point lead as she hits them both. Michaela Smith now with 8 points. She's tied for the game high for Hillcrest. Thayer has not scored. We're 2 minutes into the third quarter, and all of a sudden, Lady Bobcats are down 8. Here's Katie Wade, shoots a 3 off the wing. No good. Curley with a rebound. Couldn't follow it in, but she's fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot 2. Foul will be on Hillcrest, number 14. That is Gabby Jones. That'll be her first. Only the fourth team foul in the game on Hillcrest. And the first free throw for Maddie Curley is up, and it is no good. Well, Curley missing the first one. Well, you got to hit free throws when you're down eight. Second free throw is up. This one is good. Curley now with 11. She leads all scorers in the game. 11 of the 19 points for Thayer. And Lady Bobcats full court pressure, but Hillcrest will break it. Got up to Emerson, to Smith with a quick trigger on the three. It's no good, and Curley down with a rebound for Thayer. Lady Bobcats push it up to Corsi. Running the floor, takes it down to the left wing. Brings it back out top. Now goes down to the baseline, feeds to Journey Rowland. Rowland wide open on the wing, but didn't take a shot. Feeds it back over to Curley. Thayer needing a bucket here to stay close. Got it to Katie Wade, bouncing it down to Corsi. And Corsi is tied up, and the hell ball will belong to Hillcrest. Katie Wade's got to take that shot. Wade had the ball 10 feet from the bucket, tried to make the extra pass to Corsi, and tried a bounce pass for a teammate who is 6'2", and she got tied up. Hillcrest breaks the Lady Bobcat pressure, and with 5.5 minutes to go in the half, Hillcrest will hold it out front. Now they'll take it down to the baseline, all the way the bucket goes. Baxter misses the shot. Rebound gets on the floor, and Hillcrest has got it to Smith. Smith back outside to Baxter. Now in the corner to Smith, and Smith will bring it back out on top for Hillcrest. Reset the offense with 5:09 to go in the third quarter. Hillcrest with a 7-point lead here. Smith handles it on the dribble out front. Hillcrest just running a little motion offense. Here's a pass into the middle. It's stolen by the Lady Bobcats. Corsi off on the break, up the left side of the floor, feeds it to Curley. Now over to Avery Pierce, to Katie Wade. Dumping it to Corsi to Rowland. Rolling through the lane for the layup. Journey Rowland with her first 2 points tonight. That's big for Thayer. And here's a steal, almost a steal by the Lady Bobcats. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. Maddie Curley coming out of nowhere, almost stole it. And then Avery Pierce is going to be called for a foul. Avery was nowhere near the ball. That foul should have been on Maddie Curley, but it was not. They called it on Pierce, her second. Inbound play for Hillcrest. They get it to Emerson. Emerson drives down the left side of the lane, all the way. The basket, no good. And the rebound controlled by Shelby Corsi for Thayer. Corsi, double team in the backcourt, gets rid of it to Curley. Up to Avery Pierce, now to Katie Wade. Wade, long cross-court pass to Rowland. Her shot is blocked. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be whistled on number two, Hannah Parker. Thayer Lady Bobcats starting to get into a little bit of a rhythm now. They're back to within 5 at 26-21 and can cut in the lead here. Rowland's line hits the first free throw. So Journey has scored the last 3 points for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Three of the four they've scored in the quarter. And will try for her 4th point of the game. It is good. Journey Rowland. Trying to bring her Lady Bobcats back. Back to within 3 now after being down 7. And Hillcrest with it. Working along the half-court line. Pass is stolen by Curley. Curley off on the races. Pulls up from 8 feet. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Powers it back up. Oh, it wouldn't drop. But she's fouled and will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Foul is on number 3, Michaela Smith. That'll be the first foul of the night on Smith, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats chance to get back to within 1 here with a couple of free throws. Curley's first one is up, and it's good. Maddie now with 12 points in the ballgame. Excuse me. She will shoot another. It's up, and it's good. Maddie Curley brings her team back to within 1, 26-25. Thayer again with a full court pressure. Hillcrest will break it. And a foul going to be whistled on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. With Journey Rowland, call for the foul, call for the reach in. That'll be number 3 on Journey. You just can't reach in. Ball handler dribbled through the double team, and Rowland reached in there trying to poke it away, and you just can't do that. Third foul on Rowland. Hillcrest inbounds the basketball. They got it in the right corner for Baxter. Baxter feeds it out on top to Wilmoth, who just checked in. Wilmoth going high post, now gets it back in the corner. Right over to Emerson. Emerson working away from the defender. Backing her down to the free throw line. Going into the lane, a little underhand pass is going to be deflected. Ball loose on the floor. Thayer Lady Bobcats have got it. Shelby Corson and the Thayer Lady Bobcats with a chance to take the lead. Curley comes to a double team at the top of the key. Her pass is deflected, but Curley gets it back. Feeds it over to Rowland. Rowland out top to Pierce. Avery looking right, swings it left for Curley. Curley Back to Roland. Roland dumping it off on the high post to Wade. Her shot is good. The Thayer Lady Bobcats have come all the way back and taken the lead 27-26 with 3:03 to play in the third quarter. We've got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 on Ecom Sports.
Being the family superhero is a tireless job, constantly defending against monsters in the closet and grass so tall it swallows small children. But who's there for them if you're not? Your local Shelter insurance agent. With an insurance superhero sidekick, you can find a life insurance plan that helps provide a safety net for your family. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Well, Thayer Lady Bobcats have come from 8 points down to take a one-point lead here in the third quarter. 3:01 to play as Hillcrest inbounds the ball. And they have it to Baxter, almost carried it. Baxter remains in control of it at the top of the key. Setting the offense against the Thayer Lady Bobcats zone. They'll give it on the left side. That is Wilmoth at the wing. Takes it back out to the top of the key. Thought about taking a shot, does it? Gives it back to Baxter. Baxter over to Emerson. Emerson, right side corner for Jones. Jones passes into the lane. Now back out. And taken by Emerson in the corner. Emerson working away from the defense, trying to drive the baseline. Her shot's going to be blocked, and we're going to get a foul call on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. I think that'll be on Shelby Corson. This Emerson young lady is quick. Had a quick move down that baseline. Foul is on Corsi, and that'll be number three on Shelby. Comes with 2:24 to play in the third quarter. Thayer with a one-point lead, and it's a two-shot foul for Emerson. Molly Emerson. 8 points in the first half, now making nine as she hits one. That ties the game at 27. Substitution for Thayer, Journey Rowland is out of the game, and Kaylee Garrison will check in for the Lady Bobcats. Emerson shooting for the lead for Hillcrest. Shot is up, it is no good. Hillcrest with a rebound. Follow is no good, and the ball bounces all the way out to the corner, and it's run down out there by Parker for the Screaming Eagles. Hillcrest control. Gives it out top for Baxter. Baxter swinging it to the right side. Pass in the lane. Gets on the floor. And we're going to get a held ball. And the possession belongs to the Thayer Lady Bobcats with 2:05 to go in the third quarter. Here's Callie Johnson. We'll check into the ball game. Katie Wade will get a little rest here for Coach Cecil Meyer and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. No full court pressure here for Hillcrest. They'll wait back and play zone down on the defensive end. Thayer bringing in the front court. Hadley Atkinson has checked in. She's got it now for Thayer. Atkinson will give it to Curley. Curley back on the right side for Atkinson. Going the high post to Corsi. Off to Johnson for three, and it's good. Kaylee Johnson hits a three-pointer out of the corner. And Thayer now leads it by three, 30-27. And Hillcrest going the other way with a turnover. Michaela Smith forced out of bounds by the Lady Bobcat defense. That was a good play by Kaylee Garrison and Maddie Curley. Thayer forces her out of bounds. Thayer with the ball back in a three-point lead. Here's Curley. Oh, going to be called for a travel. A little delayed call by the official. I didn't agree with that one. I thought she got the dribble down. And I don't think Coach Godwin agreed with that call either. He's right here on the end of the bench. Mammoth Spring Bears boys coach. Here is Hillcrest with it. They get it up across the timeline. Finally, Baxter with it. Now gives it to Emerson. Emerson with a minute 14 to go in the third quarter. Kicks it back out to Smith. Hillcrest down by three with the ball. 1 minute to go. They get it down inside to Parker. Parker going down the lane is going to be fouled on her drive, and she'll go the line and shoot two. Fouls on number five. That is Hadley Atkinson. Hadley called for her first foul of the game. But it'll be a two-shot foul for number two, Hannah Parker, for Hillcrest. First one is up and no good. She will shoot another here with a minute six to go in the third quarter. Second free throw on the way for Parker. That one's no good. Hillcrest with a rebound. Return shot is blocked by Johnson. But Hillcrest came out of there with a loose ball. Seems like Hillcrest getting on all the loose balls here. They got it in the half-court offense here. Quick pass to the high post. Now out in the corner. Back to Emerson. Emerson dribble drives through the lane. Stolen by Garrison. Thayer with a two-on-one. Garrison to Atkinson. Misses the shot. Corsi rebounds. Back in the foul. Shelby Corsi trailing the play. Got the rebound. Put it back in. And will go to the free throw line. Shoot for the three-point play. Fouls on number 21, Abby Orick for Hillcrest. Corsi with her first 2 points of the game. That makes it 32-27 with 41 seconds to go in the third quarter. Free throw is up for Corsi. No good. Rebound volleyed up and around. Controlled by Hillcrest. Here they come. We got another foul in the backcourt. This one's on Atkinson. She tried to duck under Michaela Smith for the steal and ran right into it. Thayer with a substitution here. Marissa Weber checks in. Corsi will come out for the final 37 seconds of the third. Corsi now with the 4 points in the game. Here's Hillcrest with it. Shot is up off the baseline. No good. Callie Johnson rebound. Gives it to Curley. Maddie in the backcourt. Feeds it across to Johnson. Johnson down the corner at Atkinson. 21 seconds to go. Honors a bad pass by Atkinson. Stolen by Smith. Smith off to the races. Has it poked away from behind and out of bounds. Beautiful play by Kaylee Garrison. She ran down Smith from behind and poked that ball away with 14 seconds to go. Hillcrest will inbound it in the third quarter. Oh, and they threw it away into the backcourt. It's going to go out of bounds all the way down to the other end. It will be Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball. I think that ball might have been tipped and the official didn't see it. Anyway, Hillcrest throws it away into the backcourt. Thayer will get Shelby Corsi back in the ballgame for the inbound play with 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. They go to Corsi. Her move in the lane up. No good. And 6 seconds. Hillcrest with a rebound. Smith running the floor all the way to the basket. She makes the shot and gets fouled. Foul is on number 2 for the Lady Bobcats, Maddie Curley, and that will be number 3 on Maddie. 3-point Thayer Lady Bobcat lead. Hillcrest at the free throw line. Smith misses the free throw. Thayer will rebound it, and a foul in the backcourt on Hillcrest. Both coaches are about to come unglued here. Wow. Foul was on number 20. That is Emerson, and they're inbounds, and there's the buzzer. 32-29. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead Hillcrest by 3 as we head to the fourth quarter. We'll be back to the third annual Battle of the Border Tournament. Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball on Ecom Sports.
The school sports season is upon us, and Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season. But sometimes the unexpected occurs. The three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries to get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. See Knox Orthopedics at 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains.
We can fix that. Check us out, knoxorthopedics.com.
Every team knows that the two-point play can be a winning move. That's why I, State Farm agent Scott Cecil, and my team are here to help you go for two by combining your home and auto insurance. It's a great call that saves you time and money. So go for the win and score savings by combining your home and auto. It's just another way we're here to help life go right. Visit me, State Farm agent Scott Cecil, at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball on Ecom Sports, brought to you by FMBC Community Bankers, Allen Supported Living in Thayer, and the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Hillcrest down by 3 will get the basketball to open the fourth quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead at 32-29. Had a 6-point lead a moment ago. Here's Hillcrest backing it down inside, kicking it back out for Baxter. Baxter taking it back to the left side of the floor on the dribble drive. Gives it to Emerson. Emerson right down the middle of the lane. Throws up a running one-hander, and it's good. No, oh, we're going to get a penalty. We got a foul called. It's an offensive foul on Hillcrest. Number 20, Emerson, called for the push-off. Thayer will inbound the basketball with a 3-point lead. Curley's got it. Working against backcourt pressure. Got it across the timeline to Atkinson. Atkinson to Corsi. To Johnson for three, and she nailed it. Callie Johnson nails her second three-pointer of the night out of the right corner. And Thayer up by five. Hillcrest with it in the backcourt. Here is Baxter. She'll dribble drive across the timeline. Feed it up to Emerson. Emerson, ooh, pushed off again. No call. Going into the lane. Pass is deflected by the Thayer Lady Bobcat defense. Corsi picks up the loose ball. Got it out to Curley. Thayer Lady Bobcats. Swing it on the left side for Garrison. Garrison over to Atkinson on the right. Atkinson, oh, her pass is deflected and now stolen by Hillcrest. Hillcrest, Michaela Smith will drive, puts it up, no, but she's fouled. And that'll be on Kaylee Garrison. Didn't want to let her shoot the layup. She made sure she got her hard enough that the ball wouldn't go in. Smith will go to the free throw line for Hillcrest. 34-29, Thayer leads it by five. Hillcrest trying to cut in the lead and Smith misses the free throw. Smith is the leading scorer for the Screaming Eagles tonight. She's got 10. Garrison out of the game now. Avery Pierce will check in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Second free throw for Smith. Rattles in and out, no good. Corsi down with the rebound, and she gets fouled. And that'll be team foul number six on Hillcrest. So both teams will be shooting the one and one from here on out. Foul is on number 14, Gabby Jones, will be her second of the game. Shelby Corsi, 18 points here the other night. She's only got four tonight. Again, she's playing sick, but she is out there doing her thing. And she hits the free throw. Corsi now with 5 points in the game. And the Thayer lead is back to six again at 35-29. Second free throw by Corsi is good. Well, she's a good shooter. 6 points for Shelby tonight. The Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it now by seven. And here comes the Hillcrest on the full court. They lost it out of bounds. Journey Rowland and Maddie Curley forced Smith to lose the handle on the ball, and it goes out of bounds. It will be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with a 7-point lead. 6:44 to play in the game. A lot of time left in this one. Thayer working the offense. Curley out front with Pierce. Pierce shoots it down in the right corner for Callie Johnson. Johnson back to Curley. Curley, little dribble drive, pull up with a one-hander, no good. And rebound control by Hillcrest. Here come the Screaming Eagles. Smith works it up the floor. Leaves it back out to Smith. Now to Emerson. Emerson trying to curl her way down the lane. Spin move, going to the rack. Ball is poked away and out of bounds. It'll be Hillcrest basketball with 6:17 to go. Been a gritty performance by these Thayer Lady Bobcats, I'll give you that. With Corsi not at 100%, I think that's the way this Thayer Lady Bobcat team is going to play this year. It's just going to be gritty, 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 and gritted out. Here's the inbound play for Hillcrest. Got it to Jones. Jones passes off inside. Shot is up, no good. We get a rebound to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Here they come. Curley breaks out of the pack, going to the hole, puts up the shot, and it's good. Maddie Curley now with 15 to lead all scorers tonight. The Thayer Lady Bobcats are up by nine. Hillcrest with it. Smith down the middle of the floor, all the way to the basket. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Hillcrest. And now Corsi had a hand on the rebound. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Hillcrest basketball down by nine with 5:50 to go in the game. Emerson will trigger it in. Looking in the middle. Nobody open. Brings it way out front. And then we get a scramble after the loose ball is picked up by Smith, and now Smith is going to be fouled by Avery Pierce, number 11 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Avery picks up her third foul. So now Corsi, Rowland, Pierce, and Curley all playing with three fouls for Thayer. With 5:45 to go in the game, and that one will put Smith at the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Team foul number 9. First free throw is up and good. Michaela Smith hit 2 3-pointers early in the game. She hasn't hit one since. But she's up to 11 points now. 3 of those points from the free throw line. Another one is up. That one is good. High arching shot. And again, Hillcrest full court pressure. And Thayer throws it away in the backcourt. It's Emerson going to the basket and scores. Thayer inbounds again against the full court pressure. Got it to Avery Pierce. She races across the timeline. Moving to the top of the key. To Curley, long jumper is up the rim, no good. The rebound controlled by Hillcrest. Here comes Emerson. Emerson up the right side. Hands it off to Parker. Parker back out front. The ball stolen by Journey Rowland, and we get a foul on Hillcrest. Number 20, Emerson, just picked up her fourth foul for the Hillcrest Screaming Eagle. They called Emerson for her fourth foul. Tell you that girl, she has been all over everywhere. And that is team foul number 8. So Thayer going to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Lady Bobcats substitutions. Callie Johnson is out. Katie Wade is back in there. So Thayer is back to the starters now in the rotation. Lady Bobcats with a 5-point lead. Rolling front into the 1-1 is good. Lady Bobcats senior, the only senior on this basketball team, hits the free throw. 5 minutes to play in the game. Thayer up by 6, trying to make it a 7-point lead. Journey Rowland misses the free throw. And this control by Hillcrest on the rebound. Thayer double teaming in the backcourt. Avery Pierce really giving Smith fits. And now we get a timeout call by Hillcrest. And they were going to get called for 10 seconds off. Coach Bergeron calls the timeout. 5:09 to play in the game. 39-33. Thayer leads it by 6. We'll step away and we'll be back with more Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball in 30 seconds on Ecom Sports.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
And back to the third annual Battle of the Mortar basketball tournament, the ladies semifinals. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a 6-point lead over the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. Hillcrest with the basketball, 4:50 to go in the game. Out on top is Baxter, feeds the ball back over to Wilmoth. Wilmoth back out to Michaela Smith. Smith working away from the defender with a dribble drive. Hands it off to Baxter. Baxter curls across the top of the key and gives back over on the wing to Smith. Smith takes it back to the top of the key, a little crossover dribble. Down to pass it, and the ball is intercepted. Now a held ball, and the possession belongs to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 4:34 to play in the game. Thayer's got the ball back with a 6-point lead. Will they work on some clock here? I think if you're Thayer, you're not shooting the ball unless it's a wide-open, sure thing. Lady Bobcats break the full-court pressure. Avery Pierce dribbles across the timeline. Feeds it on the right side to Katie Wade. To Rowland down the lane. Shot no good. Corsi with a rebound. Couldn't follow it in, but she is pushed and will go to the line and shoot 2 free throws. Fouls on Hillcrest, number 21. That is Abby Orrick. Will be her second of the night. And Shelby Corsi going to the free throw line. Shelby with her first one is up and good. Corsi all of a sudden with 7 points in the game after not scoring in the first half at all. They are trailed by 4 at the intermission. Here's the second free throw. It's up. No good. Rebound Hillcrest. So Thayer now with a 7-point lead, still applying the backcourt pressure. Smith dribble drives up the right sideline and gets it into the backcourt. Oh, and she stepped out of bounds. Smith going up the right sideline. Lady Bobcats forced her to the boundary, and she stepped out of bounds. So Thayer will get it back. They inbound to Avery Pierce. Bounces it over to Rowland. Thayer trying to bring it up out of the backcourt. Rowland comes to the double team, now throws the ball to Corsi. Corsi bounces it down to Katie Wade. Wade back outside on top to Rowland for 3. That one's off the rim. No good. Corsi down the rebound. Turns, shoots, and scores. Thayer Lady Bobcats now with a 9-point lead, 42-33, 3:45 to go. Hillcrest will give it up to Baxter. Baxter to Wilmoth. Wilmoth back over to Michaela Smith. Back to Baxter. Baxter trying to dribble drive into the lane. Pierce cuts her off. Back out to Smith for 3. That one's off the mark. No good. And Curley's got the rebound for Thayer. Lady Bobcats. Curley on the dribble in the backcourt. Lost the handle. Now gets rid of the ball to Avery Pierce as she picked it back up. And Thayer's got it in the front court. They go on the left side. Inside for Corsi. Little 8-foot jumper off the baseline. She rattled it home. Corsi all of a sudden with 11. Thayer with an 11-point lead. It's 44-33 with 3:11 to play in the game. We've got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back to the Mammoth Spring High School Gym in just 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Well, Thayer Lady Bobcats have opened up an 11-point lead here with 3:08 to play in the game. Hillcrest called that timeout. They get the ball into the front court. They'll get over to Michaela Smith. Smith out between the circles. Takes the ball to the right side of the lane. Bounces it out to Baxter. Baxter trying to find an opening to get inside. Couldn't. And gets to give it back up to Smith. Now inside it goes to Parker. And Parker's going to be fouled. It is on number 32, Shelby Corsi. And that'll be foul number 4 on Shelby Corsi. Still a lot of time left in this game. 2:51. Shooting 2 free throws, Hannah Parker. First one is up and no good. Hannah Parker for the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles misses the first free throw. Getting set to shoot another. It is no good. Corsi down the rebound for Thayer. Here come the Lady Bobcats. Quick pass up the floor is taken by Hillcrest. Lady Bobcats didn't see that ball coming, and Hillcrest gets on it. Down by 11 with 2:39 to go. Hillcrest got it back. They lob one down inside to Parker. Her shot blocked, but a foul going to be called on Callie. Was it? Yeah, it was Callie Johnson. Johnson came all the way across the lane and blocked the shot, but she didn't want to give up the easy layup. Coach Meyer questions the call. The official says, yep, got her on the arm. Number 21, Oryk at the line, shooting 2 for Hillcrest, and the first one is no good. So Hillcrest with opportunities after opportunity from the free throw line to shoot themselves back into the game, and they have just not capitalized. Second one is good for Abby Oryk. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats will inbound here. And Hillcrest right back on with that press. Rolling in the backcourt, takes it to the middle of the floor, and lobs it over to Curley. Curley trying to get it to Corsi, and the ball is run down from behind by the Hillcrest Lady Screaming Eagles. 10-point game. Eagles have got it back with 2:16 to play. Got it over to Michaela Smith. Smith to the top of the key. Hands off on the wing to Baxter. Baxter gives it back to Smith. She'll dribble drive out of the corner, bring it around the horn to Wilmoth. Wilmoth back to Smith, trying to drive the lane. Thayer cuts her off. She'll give it up to Baxter. Baxter back to Wilmoth. Good defensive stand here by Thayer. They go inside now for Baxter. Back out to Smith. Got a bounce pass down low. Nice play in the bucket for number 21, Oryk. Smith dropped the bounce pass to Oryk, cutting down the baseline. Lady Bobcats break the pressure with a minute 39 to go. They're working it into the half-court set. It is a 8-point Thayer Lady Bobcat lead. There's the ball to Pierce. Pierce got it down to Johnson. Kaylee shoots, no good. And the rebound gets on the floor. We get a held ball. And the possession belongs to Hillcrest with a chance now to get back to within 6. Still a minute 25 to go. Hillcrest will meet three-quarter court pressure by Thayer. They double-team the ball, and Baxter dribble drives around everybody. And then her pass in the corner is intercepted by Maddie Curley. And we get a timeout call by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Minute 13 to go in the game. Thayer leads it by 8. That was a big turnover there and a big defensive play by Maddie Curley. We'll take a timeout back in 30 on Ecom Sports.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Up there, Lady Bobcats have outscored Hillcrest. 12-7 in this fourth quarter, and have opened an 8-point lead now. Thayer inbounds in the backcourt. Avery Pierce has got it. Over to Rowland, and now to Curley. She'll step it across the timeline. Thayer, Lady Bobcats, with a minute to go, have a 6-point lead in the ball. Curley working away from the defense, pulls up her dribbles, got to get rid of it, does to Rowland. Rowland takes it down low to Johnson. Johnson to Curley, free throw line, jumper rattles in and out, no good. Johnson gets the rebound, couldn't follow it in, rebound volleyed around and taken by Hillcrest. 45 seconds to go. Hillcrest needs somebody to hit one quick. They need a quick bucket here. They got it down low. Shot is up by Oreck. No good. Corsi down with the rebound. And here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Down to 30 seconds to play. Avery Pierce has got it. Hillcrest needs to foul or something, and finally they do. Foul is going to be on number 21. That is Oreck, Abby Oreck. And it will send Avery Pierce to the free throw line for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Avery has scored 1 point tonight. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And she'll go to the line here. First is up and good. Avery shooting 2. Thayer led tonight by Maddie Curley with 15. Shelby Corsi with 11. Second free throw for Pierce. Bounces off the front of the rim. No good. So Thayer with a 9-point lead. 45-36. Hillcrest needs a quick bucket. 19 seconds to go. Smith fires a 3. It's no good. Rebound comes all the way back out to her. She shoots it again. No good. Rebound Hillcrest again with 10 seconds. Long shot is up. That's no good. And the rebound is run down by Smith with 3 seconds. Long shot. That one is good as she banked it in off the window. And that'll end the ball game right there. Your final score, 45-39. The Thayer Lady Bobcats with a win over the Screaming Eagles of Hillcrest High School.